Second.
Has been moved and seconded that we approve the minutes from the last meetings as presented. More than one meeting.
Yeah.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right, Billy, you're Butch today.
Yeah.
All right.
He's still with us, isn't he?
Tyler,
what's that?
He's still with us, isn't he?
Well, I don't know where he's at today.
Sounds good. Tyler, come on up. Let's take care of you real quick.
Oh,
we can get
today?
You back.
Butch is worse when he's
yeah. Sit by Mac. It's a safer place.
Yeah, it's a safe place.
Yeah. All right. Go ahead, Tyler.
Anyway, I've been having a little trouble down on my road on Front Street. And speed limit's 30 miles an hour and a few years ago. And they put the trailer court in. It's been 15. I tried to get it lowered to 20, and they said they couldn't. But there's lots of county roads that's down to 20, and there's 21 vehicles going in that into that trailer court every day, all hours of the night. That's not the people that live there. There's 21 just that live there. And my house is close to the road, and I wanted to see if I could get it lowered to 25 or 20.
Okay.
Butch said to come in. I had to talk to you guys. He said the people down there, well, I'm pretty much the people down there because I take care of 11 places down there, and them are all summer homes. And the lady that lived next to me that we had, she died. Her kids got it. They come up on the weekends. They said, I can speak for them. Ed Tardoni, he lives there. He comes up on the weekends. He told me to speak for him. Como's, I take care of their place. Felix Gallagher lives way back. He said yesterday he'd like to see it lowered too. And Butch said I just needed to come in here and ask you guys to see if you could lower it for me. That's because you got business. So
it's,
I gotta go to work.
Yeah, it's posted at 30 right now.
It's posted at 30.
Okay.
We just put up some signs.
Yeah, and I put kid signs up, and they put up a new sign. They got tore down about a year after they put up the trailer court by my house. Somebody stole it and broke it off, so it never was replaced. So they put up the 30-mile-an-hour sign. Butch said he could do that right now so he could get the post back in the ground. So I have to come in here and see if I can get
sure.
it lowered.
Sure. You know, I don't see anything wrong with dropping it to 20 or 25 like that. The only problem is going to be enforcing it.
And I called the deputies a lot.
Yeah.
Deputy said if I, and the undersheriff, and he said if I come in here,
20?
Because
30,
they
yeah,
can
yeah,
force
but
it,
want to drop
but
it?
They can't force it once it's on the sign.
Right. Yeah, unless it's on the sign.
I looked 20. At several, and Larry, that's what he said. He says they just went by his house, and
okay.
He finally bought some signs and put on the post itself.
Sure.
But,
Well, we can certainly take it under advisement and discuss it between amongst ourselves, but there's probably no reason why we can't.
And it'd be very helpful to me because, you know, I've asked Bert, I've asked Ruth, and Ruth says, go to the sheriff's department. And Bert says, he says, when I called him, I said, something's going to be done, or I'm going to dig that road up. And Butch says, well, there is an issue on that road because he said you still pay taxes in the center of it. We never got an easement for it. And he says,
oh, no.
Oh, crap.
He says it's still
really?
In the center. We agreed it, but nobody signed it.
We
so,
don't have an easement on that road.
Anyway,
I'll have to
look it up. With
yeah.
That used to be a bare road.
Okay, we're going to look that up and see if we actually have an easement. If we don't have an easement, it's not a county road.
We agreed.
Yeah.
I wonder, we agreed that the county plowed because my dad used to plow it, and there used to be a gate at Matt Davis where I owned was.
Yeah.
So dad got tired of plowing it.
Right.
So all the people down that road agreed when they were alive to turn it over to the county to plow it. The Butch says, the bar pit's yours, the road's mine. So I said, that's good because I went through that up on Swift's. When McGinnis wanted it, they wanted me to move my ditch.
Right.
I said, well, your roads, where my ditch is, My ditch is in Swift, so we said, okay, we'll leave it like that. You know how that works.
We'll look into it, Tyler.
So, I think we'll have Billy look into it. Yeah. So
anyway,
we know what we're dealing with.
We still want them to plow.
Go ahead.
The center of our property line is in the center of that road.
My comment would be, if we're going to lower the speed limit, then we go ahead and lower it to 20 in hopes of trying to achieve 25 or less down the road.
Yeah.
If you lower it to 5, you're not going to get people slowing down.
No.
Less, so.
Yeah.
I'd be in favor of 20.
It'd be fair, but I don't want... the county does a good job, and Butch hauled dirt in there. And it's like the water. It's like, there used to be a big lake in front of my place, and when we bought it, it'd run off in front of my place across the road, and whoever buys that property over there is going to dig up a lot of car bodies.
Yeah.
Because right across from my house, Earl put hundreds of them in there, and that's what Burke, I was laughing when they put the sewer in. It's a good thing that they were that way 50 feet, because if they would have been this 50 feet, they would have dug out. I don't know what Earl stuck in there. That used to be a big washout. You go into that old highway,
yeah.
I thought, oh man.
Well, we'll have to look into
we'll look into it.
See if it's a county road.
But anyway,
the
counties took care of it long enough because they started taking care of it in 1981. So I know it's going to be established county road because that'll be the law.
Well,
so,
we're going to have to find
anyway,
out. All right. Thanks, Tyler.
Because it was just a cattle trail. And we
appreciate
used to just open the gate when we were in the outfit. And they'd run from Silver Creek, open the gate, and they'd come down to the house. But it's changed a lot, Joe.
Oh, yeah.
Things have changed all over this country.
All right. Thanks, Tyler. We'll look into
it. Right. Last time I was in there, Bill Kramer said the Indians wanted it that way, too. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
See you, Tyler.
See you, Tyler.
Okay.
All right. Well, talk about opening Pandora's box.
It just gets better and better.
We don't even own that road.
Where is it?
So it's right there as the Boulder store. You take a left, and then it angles back.
Where that big old tin building is. Instead of going
take
to the right,
right,
you go
take
to
a
right.
Right instead of a left there at that big building on the Boulder Road.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not a very long road.
It
comes out at long.
It is.
It's got to
okay.
be. Yeah.
All right.
I think it's got to be.
Famous last words
on it. Well, yeah.
It's got to be.
Let's just make sure we've got all the easements on it.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. And I don't know about you, gentlemen. I don't have a problem dropping it.
No, I don't either. There's a process we need to go through.
We
go through it.
Yeah. If we own the road, let's drop it to 20.
Own the road, change the signs.
Yeah.
All right. Now we'll have to adopt that through resolution. No.
Yeah.
Yes, through resolution.
Yeah.
That way, then the sheriff's office can enforce the speed limit.
Yeah, that's right.
We'll see what Billy comes up with as far as do we own it or not.
I know we do. I mean,
it's been on the list for
you'll double check.
Sure, we do. Right. But I know we rebuild it, put gravel, and
right the whole deal.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good, Billy. All right, what you got?
Well, we are. Kind of haven't had much water, and yesterday had a little bit of flooding stuff, mainly had a pipe that rose out of the ground on Noble Lane by the core post office, and it was just they had it blocked, you know, and there's so much water, but we got it back down and got that fixed. But that was probably the only water issue there's some water. The ditches are overflowing, so there's some water on roads, but
right. They're
holding up pretty good, better than I really thought a lot of them would. I talked to Mark Fear this morning. He's finally got into some pretty good material, so he's happy it's going through. So I was up there last week. Stuff he's making's good. He's got some samples ready for Rio to check, but it looks good. He kind of moved. He was kind of getting into the bottom, kind of just the clay stuff, and so he kind of moved over and got me a little more rock. So that's going good. He seemed happy this morning, so he's kind of rained out right now. It's probably the end of the week, but he said once it dries out, they're just going to stick on it and work 7 days a week and get it done.
Okay, about how long does he think?
He didn't want to say, because he just depends on how wet it's got. You know, I mean, we're up at the bang pit of Beaver, and we had shut down yesterday because it's just too
wet.
We got set up, and we've only, you know, we had to do a little maintenance and stuff. But, so we've only been crushing in a couple weeks. We already got 10,000.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
There's a beautiful pile in Cora.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, there's like 87,000 there.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, we haven't hardly crushed any, and we already got 10,000 in it.
Yeah. Awesome.
So it's good. Going good.
Good.
Other than that, we're just blading, still doing some stuff up Soda Lake, just trying to get roads bladed. This weather's going to kind of hurt us a little bit. We'll have to turn around, but I haven't been magging much. I just started because trying to blade them once and let them air out a little bit, and I'm glad I did because, you know, they won't be sloppy. I mean, we just got... No, Bargeville done.
Yeah.
Bargeville's, I've had a lot of calls about, you know, the school's calling about paving it and stuff like that. I said, I don't know. So
The school is?
The school wants to start running school buses. And right now they got a parking lot, but they want to start going to the end.
Oh, okay.
Road,
sure.
Turn around. They will not do it till it's paved. They don't want to climb that hill. But so they're, you know, they call all the time and want that. But that, you know, every time we bladed, we had some issues with people. I'm gonna probably have to start doing flaggers, just because people are just getting real.
Aggressive.
Yeah. Yeah. Very aggressive. Yeah. Yeah. So
they fly in and out of there too, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, and they just, they're just, so we'll probably have to start as we blade now. We'll just start using flaggers. But
what you're saying is if we have money in the budget, it reinforces the idea we better get that done.
I'd love to see it
done. Well, maybe the school could pitch in.
Yeah, well. That Kevin,
it's a softball game.
I talked to him yesterday. You know, they have that parking lot that they want to, you know. And they're just getting a lot of slack from all the people having to meet down there at the parking lot and stuff.
Boy, it's amazing how quick we forget.
Oh yeah.
I mean, the bus didn't used to stop there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Didn't used to be anybody to stop for.
Yeah.
Wasn't that many years ago. Wow. And nobody lived there.
Okay.
Yeah. So, the crusher, had everything, I mean, pretty good shape, blading wise. Thought we were going to be able to start doing some other stuff. But I know I'll have to turn around and start hitting stuff again. But, everything's going pretty good.
How'd you like to have every subdivision in the county?
Oh, geez. No. I mean, we have a hard time keeping up now. You know, if you added that would... Yeah.
So. All right. Anyway.
So that's all I got.
Great. Skyler, you got something for us?
Resolution for speed changes on Calpet Road.
Okay. Have we already adopted this resolution, Mary, or do we have to adopt it?
No. Talked about it at the
last
meeting.
We just talked about it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You guys go through it.
So this is what we would have to do on the other request from Tyler?
Yeah.
Same thing. Okay.
Yeah.
What we talked about.
Yeah, it's what we talked about.
You're only going to change one little piece, but I went ahead and included the rest at 55, just so it was clear that this is 40, this is 55.
Okay.
Because we've had several different versions of the map with different stations.
Should I sign this?
Why don't you go ahead and make a motion?
I make a motion, a resolution to amend speed limits on portions of Big Piney Calpet Road, 23-134. Two, it doesn't say what the speed limit's supposed to be.
Just pass a resolution number.
It's here to the right of the two listings there.
It's there.
Oh, yeah, 40 miles an hour. Yes.
And you'll need...
Station 932.2, station 93 plus 80 to 40 miles an hour.
Go ahead and pass it down before you sign it, so I can... So it's been moved.
Second.
Okay. It has been moved and seconded that we adopt resolution number 18-100330N, a resolution amending speed limits on portions of Big Piney Calpet County Road 23-134. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Now you can sign it, Mac.
But I wanted to do it first.
I know.
Yes. You know, that's
just being
down here, I never get to do anything in Paris.
Would you like to
trade
seats?
No.
We got 6 months left. How about you and I trade?
No, I'm just fine. You just saw the way I work. I'm good here.
I'd like that.
I'll be last, as usual.
You get to sign the vouchers first.
There you go.
Yeah, I do get to do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's really not a sign. It's a stamp. Good. Right, Maxine? Bang it.
All right, good. Anything else, Skyler?
No.
Got anything for us?
I don't believe so.
Okay. All right. Well, that's perfect. Thank you, gentlemen. Billy will keep you here, and we'll just go ahead and run right into waste management.
Kind of went down at the landfill there. We changed this week's our first go until 5 o'clock.
Right, right.
So we'll see how that goes. You know, I talked to Tri-County, Gary Iden, you know, Ryan, everybody, and they're very happy about being able to go till, you know, run their trucks later.
Okay. So does that keep the transfer station open later too then?
No, it's still, we just left it alone. Okay. It's still, because it was always an hour later Then down there closed at 3, and they close at 4 here.
4 here. So they're still closed at 4 here.
Yeah, they're still closed at 4 here.
Gotcha.
So,
all right.
We'll see how that goes.
See if that makes everybody happy.
Happy, yeah. Other than that, it's, you know, been doing good. We're, you know, still doing the tires, getting the tires, but the permitting's good. Me and Mary has talked about the closure insurance. That's, you know, we're kind of worried about that, that's all. We actually paid too much, and so we had a credit and stuff, so that's all taken care of. I talked with Eric on that, and we figured that out. Everything's going good down there. The compactors, everything the way we're doing, so it's working great. Baylor's working great. Only thing I do have, the hazardous chemicals we took from the school.
Yes.
And we take them from everybody. And then I have a company that comes whenever we call them, but normally we have little boxes of real hazardous, and when the school called me, I thought we had one, she thought one like little, you know, she's a pretty good sized box. Well, it ended up being like stuff that they had since 1960 and stuff, so it ended up being like 3 back of a pickup truck size.
3 pickup truck loads.
So
I got a little hazardous waste.
So yeah, so
hanging around a lot.
Yesterday afternoon, they finally got me the quote, because I had to send everything what it was to, because, you know, so they know how to come get it. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of real, a lot of dangerous
stuff,
nasty stuff. So it's you know, right at $11,000 to get rid of this stuff.
Wow.
So,
wow.
I mean, normally it's, you know, most of the stuff we get just, you know, it's real $100, you know, stuff like that. So this surprised me here. So,
is the school involved with this bill?
Well, see, we took it. You know what I mean? So I don't know if we need to go back to the school.
Did you get $10 from them? Or?
No, because, you know, it, always on
tipping fee.
Always on free dumping and that we take hazardous and that.
This was even free, yeah, free dump day. Or,
yes, they even
this
brought it on
this was even
that,
free
so,
dump day.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't even get the $7 tipping
no,
fee.
No, so I don't know how you
I smell
it.
Conspiracy.
I don't know how you want to
have you got a list?
Yeah.
Oh, my
They were keeping this in the school?
They were keeping this all in the school.
Weird.
That's their list.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
So it's $10,867.
You can make a bomb with this stuff.
Huh?
I guess you can make a bomb.
Oh, yes. Chloride. Yes,
well, you
yes.
could do more than a bomb. So, is there... Is there a way maybe to talk with the school and see if
that's why I just got this today and I was totally so yeah I will
okay.
call
You'll
her
talk with them
and talk
bit.
With her and see
and I don't mind helping them out but maybe if we can get a little help to
help
them
yeah
too,
need ice they'd help
us out
yeah,
a little bit on
yeah.
that one yeah holy cow
all the other stuff we've ever taken is a lot I mean it's never been this.
Yeah,
you know, I mean,
yeah.
and it's nothing. Right. I mean, to get, I mean, it, you know.
Well, you figure they're not bringing you tires. How bad can it be,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
So what ultimately, what do they do with this stuff when they come and get
incinerated?
I'm counting
yeah,
the teachers.
You know, you can't just
responsible for
oh.
a lot of this stuff. If
one's
it,
still there.
If it opens, if you breathe it, it can really, you know, make you sick or die.
Is
and
there
so they
any of that stuff that was in your wood shop,
right?
Yeah.
Handle
no,
it
I
now.
Know.
Right now, it's in sealed containers, and we got it all in a,
I wouldn't assume
in a
so.
Area where it can't
you
be.
You just got paint and varnish and stripper
stuff,
and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they take out and what they do whatever they do with it. They get rid of it the right way. They,
my question is, why would they have these chemicals to begin with?
That's exactly it. They didn't learn from the mercury event.
Well, these
yeah.
were there. Even
well,
before
true.
The mercury event.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, this
yes.
is,
they didn't learn from that.
This is right up Keith's alley.
You guys have personal
there's no mercury
knowledge here. Huh?
Well, that's because we got rid of mercury. Yeah.
I knew where it was. I mean, in terms of the science room and all those cupboards, but... Oh my goodness!
Had no idea it was $11,000 worth of disposal.
Yeah, and when
there were three pickup shop loads.
Three, yeah, yeah. The back, and she told me shot what it would be one tote.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So I was kind of surprised. I mean, it takes up that whole corner right there. I mean, it's there's a lot. So, but I was like, I just got this yesterday afternoon. And I went, holy cow!
Who's the chairman of the board?
oh man, bad. No I punches pulled
no,
today.
Not today.
You mean in the 60s
yeah.
and the 70s?
Yeah. No punches pulled today.
Or now, absolutely. Yeah. Oh,
that's great. Well, anyway, if you'll contact them and ask them if they'll share in that,
okay.
That'd be great. We'll share if they'll share. How's
okay.
I bet they'll be shocked when they find out how much it costs.
Oh yes, yes.
How big of a? I mean, where would we pay for that? I mean, I know it comes out of your budget, but where? I mean,
commissioner's budget.
Take it out of the commissioner's budget.
Yeah.
Take it out of the new suburban budget.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Out of the new suburban budget.
Yeah. Sorry, guys.
Oh, we got enough for two.
we'll get some answers today.
Yeah. We do actually budget for hazardous waste.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
so you've got a
that kind of budget.
Not that kind of money.
Money.
Yeah. Because normally it's
do you
I
have
mean, like
some in there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I still have some left.
You have to do a budget transfer.
I'm believing that they're not gonna just turn around and resell it to someone that's qualified to have it in their lab.
You know, it's probably outdated. You're gonna have to incinerate it. You're gonna have to dispose of it. Yeah.
Costs you more to know how to store and handle it.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds good, Billy. Thank you.
You bet. That's about all I got for that. It's everything's can't complain down there. It's
you know what, and we'll have to agree with you on that. I mean, nothing to complain about. Thank you.
Yeah.
You bet. Yeah. So that's all I got.
Doing a good job. Thanks, Billy.
And if you need Mr. Commissioner Rawhouse to talk to the school board at the next meeting, he's available.
Be more than happy to go off.
I don't think they had any.
I don't think they know how much. It's
no,
going to do
no,
no. I better be shocked.
Even more clue than we did.
Yeah.
So it'll be a shock to them.
Yes.
Too.
Yeah.
But, wow.
Okay. But I know they'll. They were very happy to get. You know, because she was really worried about all the stuff they had. You know. But
I bet she was.
Yeah. But I know she didn't realize. Yes.
Yeah.
We're talking Amy. When you say she.
I imagine.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, thanks, Billy. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Billy.
Thank you, Billy.
I know Shad wanted to stick around.
Okay.
He needs to
hang out. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. Mary, do you have some business for us?
I do, but can I change my batteries in my recorder first?
Absolutely.
I wanted to ask, what was the monthly business?
That was several years.